You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Underfoot is a group exhibition including works by Māori, Aboriginal and Pākehā artists from Aotearoa in Australia, for which whenua is utilised in a range of poetic ways to quite literally give body and voice to the land. Beth spoke to artist Yasmin Smith, whose work features in Underfoot, about the significance of art and different perspectives in the context of ecological crisis. They also spoke about her own artistic processes.
How do the works displayed in Underfoot emphasise our connection, or emphasise the artist's connection to the whenua, and by extension, the viewer's connection to the whenua?
I believe that the artworks in the exhibition have all come together to present very raw medium that are essential to human life. These include things like ochre and pigment, clays, ash. I particularly work with plant ash, and I create ceramic glazes from the ashes of plants, and the colours that come out in the aesthetic of the glaze has a relationship to soil, the earth and the rock where the plant grows, and the water that nourishes it.
Mm.
So this connectivity, I suppose, between the human and more than human or non-human entities that exist on the earth that will share a connection with the environment. For me, I see that in a kind of a chemical connection that's also spiritual.
In that way, do you think that the artworks in Underfoot sort of look at exploring the relationship between the natural world and perhaps the modern world in which, you know, we go to exhibitions and we, you know, interview people?
Yeah, I think that's definitely an interesting approach to the conversation. A lot of artists that would be working in this show are working with fundamental essential elements of earth. These are, you know, if you imagine the things on the periodic table. So things like silica, things like titanium, cobalt, minerals basically. Minerals are generally what we are using in order to build technologies of communication as well. So there is an interesting relationship, you could say, between not just what we think to be of the earth essential minerals, but are also everyday present in the everyday technologies in our life, for sure. Yeah.
What is the significance, do you think, of art in engaging us in conversation about the land that we walk on and the dire ecological context in which we find ourselves?
Well, I think it's hugely important. Art has the capability to be able to really disseminate information to large audiences. And that information can be sometimes, you know, a little bit more difficult to enter into when people are living in busy worlds and we have jobs to go to and, you know, responsibilities of the day-to-day. But art has the ability to return us to a real fundamental connection to country and to the place that we walk, as you said. Also, I think that's really important, especially for this show, and the significance of what the artists are bringing to this show is this materiality, so a sort of a poetics of the material, the works being really rooted in ecological thinking, in a mindset that foregrounds ecological intelligence and, you know, entities that exist side by side with humans on the earth and the earth itself, which, you know, sort of highlighting the importance of the information that can be generated and understood through non-human and how that information can be put to healing our relationship with Earth and being better, having a more communal relationship with the Earth.
So art can return us to our roots, perhaps, in the crystallization of those concepts. Is that what you have worked on by using organic materials?
Yeah, that's really at the core of what I sort of do. For the last decade, I've been working with various plants of, you know, that have grown in many different locations across Australia and China, in Italy and France as well.
Mm.
You know, crystallization is a great word to describe my work as well, because the glaze itself is a crystallization of these elements that exist within the earth. So what I sort of aim to do with my work is that I'll choose a particular site or location where there has been potential human intervention that might be through pollution or radical, you know, changes in the landscape that have actually shifted the availability of certain chemicals to that plant. And where the plants are living and absorbing this chemical information around them through the soil, that is then presented, I think, as I mentioned, in the colour and the texture of the glaze. So it's actually an aesthetic, I suppose, crystallisation and literal crystallisation of chemical information. So I guess the important thing there is that when we're looking at the current crisis that we're in, pollution and toxicity are a massive part of that. And this particular reading that is taken through the ash glaze derived from trees is a different type of alternative form of information. We don't always have the ability to be able to see with our own eyes. It's a changing of chemical information into colour and art. I think also about this show is the kind of significance of like the regional conversations as well. So bringing artists together from Aotearoa and from Australia whose work really kind of, you know, there's a synchronicity within the artworks but all from different perspectives. Yeah, I think that's really important and significant moment for this exhibition.
That was artist Yasmin Smith chatting to Beth about the exhibition Underfoot, which her art features in. The works of Underfoot utilise whenua to give body and voice to the land. You can catch the exhibition at Te Uru Art Gallery in Titirangi up until the 12th of May. We'll be back after a quick break. Make sure you keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.